welcome to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Chris Barker, and I'm here with Bill Bowen from the US. He's
Good morning, Chris.
Chloralkali editor and chlorovinyls. And we're going to talk about US and European chloralkali and chlorovinyl markets since we last spoke, which has been a few months. So, Bill, how's it looking over there?
Good morning, Chris. The markets are starting to wake up from sort of the midwinter lull, and supply is fairly tight in the U.S., both for polyvinyl chloride and caustic soda. So we're seeing upward price pressure. Feedstocks are moving up as oil prices move up, and we have a number of ethane cracker shutdowns here in the U.S. Gulf. So feedstock supply is a little lower, and spot prices have moved up for PVC. So U.S. producers have been able to gain about a $60 a ton in FOB prices for exports as prices in Asia and Europe moved up. And they're looking for a good year this year, given we've had good underlying demand from construction in 2016, and it seems to be 2017 seems to hold the same kind of prospect. So there's quite a bit of optimism. A lot of activity amid short supply right now.
Okay, and what's the reason for the optimism going forward then for PVC?
Well, I think that last year was a relief to U.S. producers that construction activity returned. There was sort of a rebalancing in the construction market, and more single-family homes being built, which requires more PVC in terms of water pipes, siding, fixtures, window and door profiles, decking. They're expecting an organic growth in that market this year. Sales largely were up about 5% last year, which was better than GDP growth. And they're expecting something similar this year. So there is optimism. And if the current administration does follow through with some infrastructure spending, that would be also impact directly the U.S. PVC market. So there's quite a bit underlying the optimism. And the recent demand increase.
Okay, that's interesting. So just to give you an overview of the situation in Europe, I think last year was again a pretty healthy year for European producers. Margins remains quite good. Going forward, I think people are quite bullish about the European construction market. I mean, if you look at some of the figures we had for last year, you know, there's been a big increase in permits, house building permits in the German market, for example, which has also been partially attributed to the refugee crisis, which has meant that there's a need for more kind of affordable housing in order to house everybody.
Right.
I think the underlying economy is looking fairly good at the moment. I mean, there's obviously an uncertain situation in 2017. There's uncertainties around the Eurozone, around trade, around the dollar and feedstocks. But if you just look at the how the economy is looking right now, then it's not looking so bad. And another factor is that Europe's biggest export market, Turkey, although demand has fallen in 2016 by about 11%, it seems as though European producers have increased their market share. So overall, prices have been quite high and the market share has increased, so they've done quite well out of the export market, even though demand has not been particularly good. So overall, it's quite a healthy situation for European producers.
Yeah, that sounds like it reflects the same kind of optimism we've had over here. Is tight supply driving the price increases and feedstock costs?
When it comes to the feedstock costs, we have a planned shutdown season for crackers coming up, which is going to contribute to it. On the tight supply side, we do have a shutdown at Ercros at the moment, and we also have one at Chem 1, which is maybe helping contributing to higher PVC prices. I wouldn't say it's one of the underlying drivers.
Okay.
I mean, I would point more towards the export market having very good netbacks, and also towards just quite healthy underlying demand.
Now that the buyers are back following the Lunar New Year celebrations, we expect to see more material heading that way. Prices were increased there. The local benchmark producer in Taiwan raised prices this week for March liftings. So we're expecting that to be a promising market of opportunity for the next few months, I believe.
Okay, and what's the situation like for caustic soda then?
Caustic soda has been moving up under some sentiment of tight supply. There's a heavy turnaround season in October and another coming up here in March. Across March and April, they're expecting that perhaps as much as 20% of U.S. production capacity will be out of production for some period of that time. And there, of course, some of it will overlap. There's been a sentiment of tighter supply, and there's also word that one producer is likely to constrain output to close down some cell rooms that are less efficient. So they've been able to serve the market after Olin last year curtailed about 430,000 tons a year of production. And so this word of another 200,000 being taken out would help producers run more efficiently at higher operating rates. They've been running about 85 to 87% for most of this year. If they could increase that to 88 to 90, they would be happy and also be able to still be able to serve their domestic markets and to gain greater arbitrage opportunities overseas. They've gained markets in Australia and Europe, Latin America. So tight supply right now. It's been slow demand, but we're expecting demand to pick up very shortly. And I think supply is likely to improve after this round in April and have stabilized prices on during the peak demand season.
Just to give you an overview of the European market, we are expecting a tighter supply situation going forward. We've got some plant shutdowns coming up with, for example, Akzo Nobel is having a shutdown in Rotterdam. Starting next month, and we've got, in general, generally speaking, shutdown season for Europe starts next month. So we've got a fair amount of capacity kind of going down and around the same time as America. So the overall global market, I guess, will be tighter. However, at the moment, prices are kind of being pushed down a bit by Iranian imports. So Iran has suddenly become a more important player in Europe and has unexpectedly started exporting. Yeah, because, well, we've heard that the big reason is because there are new anti-dumping regulations in India against Iranian products. So as a result, Iranian producers have a lot of volumes to allocate, and they are selling some of it into Europe in order to find a use for it, let's say.
That's interesting. There's an echo of that in the on this side of the Atlantic. The Brazil, because of lower demand in that domestic market, has been exporting since December. Mm-hmm. So that's helped offset some of the tight supply in the U.S. Gulf.
Yep. Into my markets, right? That's where they've been exporting.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
Yeah, we also heard about exports from Brazil.
Yeah, and I think that's been unusual historically, at least in the last two or three years. So that's a new little factor, too, which has probably helped with the supply in the U.S. and probably hurt some of their sales to Europe.
Mm-hmm. And I think the strong dollar is also a factor in lower U.S. sales to Europe. It seems like I think import-export statistics were down overall, which is also the stronger dollar has also contributed to that, or rather the weaker euro against the dollar.
Yeah, I think that's been a headwind for U.S. sales in that region. I think for the past 3 or 4 weeks, there has been some, the euro has gained some ground.
It has rebounded a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. But just going back to 2016, certainly that was a factor in the second half of 2016. And I think it's definitely a big part of the reason why U.S. exports of PVC, for example, were lower to Europe in that year.
Right.
Okay. I think that kind of wraps it up for the moment.
Good to catch up.
Good to talk to you again.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, indeed. Join us again at the ICIS Europe Chemical Update, or check out ICIS.com for the latest market news. From ICIS here in London, I'm Chris Barker.